Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, I also asked the question on Facebook if they had questions for you. And Cynthia says, will we see the Antichrist and will we see him strike a peace agreement with Israel before the rapture? And what about the temple in Jerusalem, plus Jews being allowed to sacrifice? Is it possible that we will see that?
Those are great questions. And in fact, I wrote a book on the chronology of the end times called The End Times in Chronological Order. And it talks about all that kind of stuff. And the answer is no, you will not see the emergence of the Antichrist. And there's good reason to believe that if you see the Antichrist signing a peace covenant with Israel, that you have been left behind. And so we want to make sure that you're a believer. Make sure that you're a believer in Christ. The scriptures reveal that you and I will be raptured off planet Earth, and it may even be a year or more before the tribulation begins. You know, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that as soon as the rapture happens, that's when the tribulation period begins. And that's not necessarily the case. It could be 1, 2, 3, 4 years later when the beginning of the tribulation actually begins. Now, I don't think that we're going to necessarily see the rebuilding of the temple, although it's possible. But here's the way that I take it. The temple doesn't really have to be fully rebuilt until the middle of the tribulation, because that's when the Antichrist forbids the Jews to stop celebrating within the temple. It has to be built at least by the middle of the tribulation, and they could easily build it in a year or two. So it could very easily be built in the first part of the tribulation period. What's interesting, though, is that today the money has already been raised. The architectural plans are already in place. Many of the garments and the artifacts that belong in the temple have already been pre-designed and pre-manufactured. So everything is lining up for the rebuilding of the temple. I should also tell you that one day there's going to be an invasion into Israel of the Muslim nations, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. And God says in Ezekiel 39 that he's going to take out those invaders. So when God takes out those invaders that include the Muslim armies, I believe that's going to make it much easier for Israel to then rebuild its temple because of the Muslim armies having already been taken out. That's just my personal opinion on how prophecy will unfold in the future.